Person of the Year today. The publication recognizes a person or group of people who most influenced the news and world affairs over the past year, for better or for worse. Editor-in-Chief Edward Felsenthal made the announcement today on the Today Show and said that the journalists are the guardians of the war on truth. In addition to Khashoggi, the other guardians are the staff of the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland, where five members were killed in a mass shooting at the newspaper's offices in June. Also honored were Philippine journalist Maria Reza, who was arrested on tax evasion charges, and Reuters reporters Wat Lone and Kyo So Woo, who've been imprisoned in Myanmar for nearly a year.
John Kelly will be leaving.
Washington, D.C. continues to be a buzz amid speculation as to who will be taking over for General John Kelly as President Trump's White House chief of staff when he steps down at the end of the year. The president's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner.
The president will make the right choice for chief of staff when he's ready, and hopefully he'll choose somebody he's got great chemistry with, great relationship with, who will help him navigate the next couple of years.
The search comes as multiple investigations heat up and Democrats prepare to take over the U.S. House of Representatives. Sources have stated what has been obvious to many, that the relationship between the president and General Kelly have been strained. The president's handpicked successor, Nick Ayers, turned down the job. A motion to impeach Somalia's president cleared a hurdle on Monday. The parliament speaker has agreed to accept it. It was signed by 92 of 275 lawmakers. It accuses President Mohamed Abdullahi, commonly known as Farmajo, of violating the Constitution after secretly signing agreements with other countries, including Ethiopia and Eritrea. This is VOA News. Top European Union officials on Tuesday ruled out any renegotiation of the divorce agreement with Britain as Prime Minister Theresa May fought to save her Brexit deal by lobbying leaders in Europe's capitals. May began her quest over breakfast with Dutch counterpart Mark Rutte a day after she abandoned a vote in the UK Parliament to secure support for the agreement thrashed out with the EU over more than a year. She acknowledged that the deal would be rejected in London by a significant margin. But European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker warned that the agreement, almost 600 pages long, highly technical and legally binding, cannot be reopened for negotiation at a summit of EU leaders on Thursday.
I will see Mrs. May this evening, and I have to say here in the Parliament, as I did say before in this Parliament, the deal we have achieved is the best deal possible. It's the only deal possible. And so we cannot there is no room whatsoever for renegotiation.
Juncker did say, however, that elements of the deal could still be clarified. In an address to the French people late Monday, President Emmanuel Macron announced a wage hike and tax cuts as part of an economic package aimed at quelling weeks of sometimes violent protests.
Ce sont 40 années de malaise qui ressurgit.
He said the unrest is the result of what he described as 40 years of malaise, including a lack of housing and public services, a disappearing environment, a growing sense people aren't being heard, and changes in society. Weeks of protests have taken a toll on the French economy, with the central bank cutting its fourth quarter growth forecast from 0.4 to 0.2%. UN envoy Martin Griffiths said the warring sides to the Yemen war meeting in Sweden have not yet agreed on key confidence-building measures to end the four-year conflict, including a truce in the fighting for the port city of Hodeida, but consultations are continuing.
I hope that this is hope, not optimism, right? It's still that, ambition, not optimism. I hope we will get agreements in the next couple of days on a whole range of issues. We're getting to that point where we understand, I think by tomorrow morning, we'll understand the views of both parties on specifics, and we try to close the distance.
The Saudi-backed coalition supporting the government against the Houthi rebels is under international pressure to end the conflict, which is causing a severe humanitarian crisis. And nearly a week after two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collided in midair off the Japanese coast and crashed in the Pacific Ocean, the search for five missing crew members has been called off. All five Marines have been declared dead. Two pilots, by the way, did survive. One of them, however, did die later on in the hospital. Joe Palca, VOA.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.